Are you listening?
Are you listening? Are you listening? How great is this music? Again, Otis McDonald, royalty-free hip-hop, subcategory dark. I'm Robin O'Neill. This is me reading stuff. This is Thanksgiving Day here in America, November 26th, Thursday. I'm barely making it in time. Promise you guys Thursdays for the rest of the year. Do not want to be recording right now. Very tired. Forgot it was a Thursday. Worked hard on Thanksgiving meal for Damien, me, Miles. We had the three of us. Miles is Damien's oldest son. And it was just the three of us, which was perfect. Do I miss my family? Of course I do. Was this pretty awesome? Hell yeah, it was. It was super relaxed, even though, yeah, I was busy making good things. We got a lot of stuff from the store ahead of time. You know, pre-made stuff, but we also made some of our own stuff. I made my plate so full, it was like a joke. And I ate every single bit of it. Yeah, my favorite thing, I don't know what my favorite thing was. All of it. I can't pick a favorite, to be honest with you. I did eat turkey. The turkey was really good. It was a butterball pre-cooked turkey. No big deal. It was amazing. And all you did was heat it in the oven for a couple of hours. Anyway, how are you guys doing? I'm sure you're not listening to this on Thanksgiving night unless you just have, I don't know, insomnia or something. But I know a lot of us had much busy, hectic Thanksgivings, which is actually probably a blessing to almost all of us, you know. Some people really live off of big gatherings and stuff. So for those people, I feel really bad. But anyway, who cares? Thanksgiving, whatever. It's another day. Here we are. I love you. You love me. Let's go down the happy tree. I'm going to read to you guys right away because truly I'm so tired. I know I don't sound tired, but that doesn't mean anything. I always sound like this. I was just about to start to go to bed. My new thing is I love to play Sudoku. What's it called? Sudoku. I can't ever say it. I've never been into Sudoku, but I got recently, just one day, it just occurred to me, I need to get a Sudoku book. And I told Damien, and he got it for me at the grocery store. Do you guys hear that? Frankie. Hey, Frankie. Oh, man, I gotta go let her out. One second. Anyway, I had played it maybe once or twice before, and by once or twice, I really mean I had done one Sudoku puzzle maybe once or twice, and that's it. So I knew the concept, I knew what to do, but it's been really fun, and I'll tell you why it works for me. Because when I play, I think of nothing else other than the numbers 1 through 9. And that's, you can't, in my opinion, especially when you're new to it like me, it's really all you can think of when you're doing it. I'm sure I'm stating the obvious and you guys are all like, welcome to the world of great puzzles or something. But for me, it was brand new and I love it. So anyway, I was about to go put my yarn down, go into the bedroom with my Sudoku and do a couple of puzzles before my eyes closed on me. And then I was telling Damien a story about something and I referred to something about the podcast. And he goes, you didn't do your podcast today. And I really thought he would encourage me to just go to bed, but he didn't. He was like, you promised everybody. So you kind of, anyway, long story short, nobody's going to die if I didn't do this tonight, but I did make a commitment. I'm not one to break my commitments. So here I am. I'll do a quick, how do you guys like Recommendation Corner? Be honest. Am I recommending the right types of things? Foods, programs, websites. Right now, I meant to say, I really recommend Uline, by the way. So I've always gotten stuff from Uline, the catalog Uline, and just various things, you know? If you need a hand truck, get it from Uline. If you need a big trash can, get it from Uline. If you need about 15 years worth of bubble wrap, get it from Uline. So as a person who makes art, you always need art supplies and, you know, packing supplies and stuff. So I've always gotten stuff from Uline, but here recently, it's like all I do, there's this delivery guy who comes with all my Uline orders lately. And I feel like he basically lives here on the property. And he does too. He's like, I don't think he can figure out what the hell's going on with me. But anyway, I love Uline. And this time I made such a big order that I got to get a free gift. And I picked out, you could pick from like many different things like Yeti coolers or little lawn furniture or a flashlight. and up came a women's buffalo plaid vest. Like, you know, like an outdoorsy person vest. So, not really my scene, not really my style. Don't go hiking, don't go outdoors, ever. But this looks like you go outdoors, and if you live in Washington State, you kind of need to look like you go outdoors occasionally, you know? I don't have that look, that's not my look. But I figure I put that on, I go to the grocery store one day, whatever, when I do go to grocery stores regularly again one day, maybe I want to fit in all of a sudden late in life. Never cared about it that much before. I kind of care about looking like I know what it means to go camping. I've never once gone camping. I never will go camping. But I will wear a really cute puffy buffalo check red and black buffalo plaid red and black puffy vest. I think it's cute. I can't wait to wear it. So anyway, uline.com for all your packing, shipping, and warehouse needs. Anyway, I was asking, do you guys even care about these recommendation corners? Do you have any questions for me? Hello? Why don't you guys ask me some questions and I'll answer them on here. What is it? You know, I'm going to start giving you guys a different email address. info@robinoneal.com. There we go. info@robinoneal.com. That's a new address I have for all of my shop stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and pass that on to the Me Reading Stuff listeners. I think that's easier, right? Anyway, I truly hope you guys are doing okay. I hope nothing about this holiday depressed you too much. I hope you found ways to comfort yourself and eat the greatest foods ever and drink a lot of water. In fact, I'm going to hit pause and drink a bunch of water out of my clean canteen right now because I am overly thirsty for some reason tonight, which sucks because it's 11:30. I'll be going to bed soon. And you know what that means. I'm drinking gallons of water right before I go to bed. So basically, I'm never sleeping. And you know me, I'm wired to think, you know what? This means I have a free pass. I should stay up all night. I should stay up till 4 p.m. until I urinate everything out of me. I mean, I'm sorry to be gross, but that is basically what I'm thinking. So hold on a second. Okay, another thing I recommend, Wix. So my website designer, who made this website originally for me, I've been doing it now, like updating the site and stuff, but she switched it from something else to Wix. And I didn't know, really. I had heard about Wix, but I mentioned how good they were. Their customer service is impeccable. I've had so many questions for them. So if you guys are thinking about building a shop or building a new site or transferring your site to a different domain host or whatever, get with Wix and do the shop through that because it's super easy to maintain and keep up with. And anytime I've had any question, 24 hours a day, I mean, I have called them at 3 a.m. one night, and the people are so nice and helpful. They call you immediately. You do this. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm really critical about how customer service stuff goes, and Wix is probably the best customer service I've ever worked with on anything in the history of my life being a consumer. And I really do mean that. I have all sorts of, you know, I'll save the rest of mine that are going on in my head for next time, but I have all sorts of recommendation corner stuff. But I do want to hear from you guys. Do you like recommendation corner? Do you have a different idea for the corner? A new corner? Would it be, I don't know what you guys want. Beauty tip corner? I'm just kidding. That's one thing I cannot give you advice on. All right, I'm going to start reading. I'm going to read a Jane Hirschfield poem called The Lives of the Heart. And I actually got this. I've read from this book before. It's Good Poems, selected and introduced by Garrison Keillor, as heard on the Writer's Almanac. I'm not a big Garrison Keillor person. I'm really not. But I really like this book. It's a Penguin book. It came out probably like maybe 7 years ago or so. I'll put a link. No, a lot longer ago. It looks like maybe 2002. So that's been a while. But I will... I'm going to put a link in the description so you know how to pick one up for yourself. And I'm just going to get into it. Here we go. The Lives of the Heart by Jane Hirschfield. Our ligneous, muscular chemical. Where birch-colored feathers, green tunnels of horsetail reed. Where calcified spirals, Fibonaccian spheres, are edible, are glassy, are clay, blue schist. Can be burned as tallow, as coal, can be skinned for garnets, for shoes. Cast shadows or light, shuffle, snort, cry out in passion. Are salt, are bitter, tear sweet grass with their teeth. Step silently into blue needle fall at dawn. Thrash in the net until hit. Rise up as cities, as serpentine magma, as maples. Hiss lava red into the sea. Leave the strange kiss of their bodies in Burgess shale. Can be found, can be lost, can be carried, broken, sung. Like lie dormant until they are opened by ice, by drought. Go blind in the service of lace. Are starving, are sated, indifferent, curious, mad. Are stamped out in plastic, in tin. Are stubborn, are careful, are slipshod. Are strung on the black backs of flies, on the black backs of cows. Wander the vacant whale roads, the white thickets heavy with slaughter. Wander the fragrant carpets of alpine flowers. Not one is not held in the arms of the rest to blossom. Not one is not given to ecstasy's lions. Not one does not grieve. Each of them opens and closes, closes and opens. The heavy gate, violent, serene, consenting, suffering it all. It's really good, right? Whoa. Whoa, 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 Jane. Jane is still alive at a young 65 or so. I don't know much about her. I just know a lot of people who really love her work. I know she's also a translator, so I love that about her. But I'm going to do more research. After reading and rereading that poem several times as I've pulled this book from the shelves maybe about a month ago, and I keep going to this poem. And this is a really good poem, right? Or am I crazy? I loved it. And so thank you to Garrison Keillor of Good Poems fame. Just kidding. Of the Writer's Almanac and all that other stuff he does. All that other crazy stuff he's done. Or is he canceled? I can't remember. Did he get canceled too? Am I canceled? Are you canceled? Who's not canceled? I don't think I have anything else to say other than... What else? How to close this out? I don't know how to close this out cleverly. I'm just way too tired. And actually, I don't think I'm ever clever about closing things out. Normally, I'm a little more with it, enough to say something or ask you guys questions, but I think it's the tryptophan coma. I think that's what it is. Does tryptophan also just make you kind of dim and kind of lost and not having very many interesting thoughts, because that's how I'm feeling right now. I gotta get back to work tomorrow right away, which I'm kind of bummed because did I tell you guys how good my days off went? Oh, did I tell you I took 2 days off last week? I didn't take just one day off. I took the radical step and took 2 days off, like a real weekend, like a real human, like a real adult. And holy God, it felt good. It was amazing. I get it. Every time I do something like this, I realize what everybody's talking about with, like, hey, weekend 99 or weekend party or hey, it's the weekend. Hey, don't give up. It's the weekend's coming up. Whatever the phrases are that you say when the weekend's coming. I actually get it. And I remember, even in the times I've recorded this podcast not that long ago, I remember still not getting it and just being like, I love working on Friday nights. Like, that's my favorite thing. It's not anymore. I'm changing right before your very eyes. I'm becoming again. I feel like I've been, I don't know, just a total weirdo in the past. Like not understanding basic human desires or something. And now I got all the human desires, all of them. And it feels really good. So anyway, that's it, you guys. I want you to take care. Enjoy yourself. If you are one of the lucky ones who can take multiple days off and enjoy this long weekend, please do enjoy it. If you don't live in the States and you don't even know what I'm talking about with this Thanksgiving holiday, don't even worry about it. Just do your thing and have a good time and feel good about life. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. I'm thinking about you. I'm wishing you well on everything you do. And I believe in you. And I love you. And good night. Thank you.